They've been the best, back to back. Now the Bulldogs and the Huskies look to earn their own respective three-peats. We share how they plan to persevere next on the initial edition of the NCHC Radio Show.
College hockey fans, the home conference to the last four national champions returns to Xcel Energy Center and the state of hockey this March. Four NCHC teams will compete for a championship at the 2020 NCHC Frozen Faceoff, March 20th and 21st. Don't miss a moment of the action.
All session tickets for the NCHC Frozen Faceoff go on sale November 8th at Ticketmaster.com.
This is the NCHC Radio Show, and I'm Jim Rich.
Everybody in that Bulldog section's on their feet. The bench is ready to party as the UMD Bulldogs are back-to-back national champions. Oh, my heavens. Let the party begin in Buffalo.
That's where we left off, with the NCHC again on top of the college hockey world, the fourth straight title for the conference, that's celebrating just its seventh season. Scott Sandlin's Bulldogs wrapping up back-to-back national championships and now looking for the three-peat. It will help that Minnesota Duluth will have five of their top six blue liners back and four of their top six scorers. But Sandlin knows it's the proper attitude that sometimes counts the most.
You know, in today's world, it's hard not to look ahead, and I think that's where you get in trouble. So, you know, the challenge every year is to keep them kind of in the now. And as a coach, you know, we do that, you know, by maybe staying on them a little bit. But you got to know your group. You know, we try and build the kind of team we want to be, and we recruit that way. And, you know, we practice that way. And you know, sometimes you're going to have success and sometimes you're not. But I think you learn from some of those failures, too, and just like you should when you win.
Speaking of three-peats, the St. Cloud State Huskies will be looking to hold on to the Penrose Cup for the third straight season. The Huskies will have to win it, though, with a lot of new faces, as SCSU has 16 freshmen and sophomores on the roster. Second-year head coach Brett Larson says job one is to instill a work ethic in his new guys to keep the tradition moving forward.
You know, it's funny. We were number one most of the year last year, but we always had this underdog mentality in our room. Like, no matter what, we're going to prove people wrong. We're going to do, you know, and I love that kind of blue-collar, hardworking, we're all in this thing together. We care about the guy next to us. We're doing it, of course, for ourselves, but also for the guy sitting beside us. To me, it's that atmosphere of we're all in this thing together. And to me, that's what being a Husky is all about, is it's not just about me or it's not just about a single player, but it's all about us doing something special together.
Leading the way will be defenseman Jack Ashan. Named to the NCHC preseason all-conference team, he knows he has to step up. And he's also driven by the Huskies' early exits from the NCAA tournament.
I can still feel it right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after that game ends, there's nothing you can do about it. No matter what the circumstances were, we lost the game. Sitting in the locker room watching the seniors, you know, it's their last chance. And they, you know, they put everything on the line, but coming into this year, you know, you remember it, but you try to forget it.
North Dakota is a team trying to get back where they normally reside, near the top of the standings. But when you reside in the NCHC, it becomes a way bigger challenge. Fighting Hawks head coach Brad Berry knows his team has plenty of advantages with their great fans and great building, but that means nothing without a great effort.
When we come down to our locker room, we put up a new sign this year. It says, every battle is won or lost before it's fought. So, again, it's one of those things when you get them down those stairs, you got to make sure your mind's turned on, your heart's into it, and you're ready to go because you got to earn it and bring it every single day. And our guys do, and they do. And, again, we're very proud of that building. We're very proud of our loyal fan base. Like, we feel very proud that, you know, not only at the Ralph with 11,500 come every night, but they travel to Las Vegas, to Madison Square, 8,000-10,000 people at a time. It is a fan fall. And again, we're very respectful of that. But again, we know that we have to do it every single day.
Another team that's looking to climb the conference ladder is Colorado College. The Tigers are coming off a breakthrough season. Head coach Mike Haviland knows now his team, they just can't let up.
You know, now we just got to keep pushing and not be satisfied just getting here in the Frozen Faceoff. And you want to come in and win down. You want to get home ice advantage in the playoffs. And maybe nice to have a playoff series at home. So there's other goals, and you want to get better and better every year. And, you know, we like the group that's come in, and, you know, we like what we have coming back.
Denver has a dynamic team returning, And the Pioneers continue to add fabulous freshmen, including a year ago. Head coach David Carl says there's a reason for their success.
It probably starts more on the front end in our planning and our preparation when it comes to recruiting. And then, you know, understanding that they're coming in and they're going to make mistakes, but we recruited them to be that. So we need to work with them, and they got to feel confidence that they can be the players that they are. We're not trying to change them when they get here. And so I think it's a lot of the planning and putting pieces into the puzzle that fit well.
Pioneers are predicted to finish second this year in the NCHC regular season. They'll open up the year with a trip to Alaska to take on the Nanooks. In exhibition play, St. Cloud State will host Alberta, and Manitoba will be making stops in Grand Forks and then Omaha. For more information on the action ahead, head to nchchockey.com. I'm Jim Rich, and this has been the NCHC Radio Show.